This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free, bring up what you want. Coming up, the Space Force. Found a pretty entertaining
video. I've been waiting
for
this one.
Yeah, and I want to share a pretty entertaining portion of a video from comedy, The Daily Show, I think it is, with the new host guy, Trevor Noah.
I've never watched it.
Me neither. But I watched a clip today. I thought it was pretty funny.
I haven't done that much.
Yeah. So we'll share that with you coming up here about the Space Force and some Trump
John, whatever his name was, left, and the show just died.
Disappeared from your reality. All right, let's go back to the Christian Anarchist, though. Gene is on the line here from our Discord chat on the on-air call-in line room. Hey, Gene, go ahead with your thoughts. You were saying Melanie was right last night about libertarians can't be cops. Go ahead.
That's right. Yeah, if you're a libertarian, there's just no way in the world you could possibly use... like she said, as soon as you put that uniform on, you're representing the state. And that means that, yes, you have discretion in enforcing certain laws, but the bottom line is, if you're part of that gang, you have to do what the gang boss tells you to do. If you don't do what the gang boss tells you to do, you're out of there. Now, I can take this to an extreme. This is going to be, you know, way out in left field. But here's, because it's funny, you were talking also yesterday about human sacrifice. So imagine that you're in the society that has human sacrifice. And it's up, they have a squad of people. Their job is to go out and enforce the human sacrifice. So they have to go out and snatch little 8- and 10-year-old kids to go throw them in the lava in the volcano. Their job. That's what they do. They're doing what society wants done.
They're only protecting
satisfy.
Us, Gene. They're protecting us from the evil spirits. I don't understand why you have a problem with it.
They're protecting us from evil spirits. They're pleasing God. They're taking care of
it's the only way to stop the rain.
Society.
Yeah. Or get more rain.
Get more rain. We need more rain.
Yeah. So that's the equivalent in that society of the police in our society. So you could not. Yeah, that's obvious. I know you're not going to say that a libertarian could be one of those people out snatching kids to throw in the volcano. So if they can't be a libertarian and do that, they also can't be a libertarian and enforce these unjust laws on people, these victimless laws.
Define libertarian for me.
Libertarian?
Yeah.
Would be somebody, well, I would basically break down the word libertarian, somebody who is for liberty.
Okay.
If a libertarian is not for liberty, then I don't know who is.
Right.
I mean, I don't know why they even have that name.
I think
so if
that
you're for liberty, you cannot be also enforcing victimless crimes.
So etymologically, right, they create this term libertarian, and actually they borrowed it from 19th century socialists, but whatever. They got this term libertarian. It means we're for more liberty. So it could be for only liberty. Or it could be for more liberty. The reason you call yourself Gene the Christian Anarchist is probably, it's to me, plain. It indicates that you are against government intervention every issue, every time. You don't call yourself Gene the Christian Libertarian because what would be the point of that? A libertarian, if you go by your definition, is the same thing as an anarchist, which is the same thing as a voluntarist, but I contend that these terms have different definitions, especially in colloquial use here in the United States. So I would say that a libertarian is somebody who is basically socially conservative and socially liberal and fiscally conservative. And they err on the side of liberty as often as they can get around it in their minds. The people who taught me the ideas of liberty originally were law enforcement officers. And I would have never gone down this road of trying to figure out what all this stuff means At least, you know, maybe I would have. I don't know. I can't say what I would or wouldn't have done. But they're the ones who got me to go down this road to start thinking about this stuff in the first place. So what I would say is that don't marginalize and alienate people who could be your confederates on an issue just because one wishes to take a stalwart stance on every issue every time. Specifically, you know, issues that you know, that for whatever reason they may agree with you on, but they feel like they're just doing their job. You can have conversations about the dangers of just of saying I'm just doing my job. But I wouldn't try to pull their card. Ian loves to pull people's cards. Melanie was pulling people's libertarian card last night. It's all about, nope, you don't get to be a libertarian. I've just taken your membership card.
Well, if you don't believe in the ideas of non-aggression, you're not a libertarian, by my definition. So I tend to agree with Gene's definition of libertarian, the pure definition of it. But at the same time, I also think that he's, you know, not being particularly kind to the people that want to get into these positions to try to minimize damage. I mean, isn't there something to the idea of being a monkey wrencher? Somebody who joins a system in order to help take it down. Somebody who, yeah, you know, drags their feet in areas where they don't have to drag their feet and could otherwise be more of a, you know, cracking down on peaceful people. Maybe they get into, get past the tenure period or into the tenure period, so get past the initial phase where they have to kind of do what they're told in order to where they get to the point where they can't get fired, and then they can kind of just, you know, do whatever it is they want to do and not enforce victimless crime laws. Isn't there some value to that?
I don't think that you can get past that stage.
What if they pour sugar in the Bearcat gas tank?
Well, that would be great. I mean, I would love to see that happen. But you're not likely to see something like that happen from anybody and have them still be in the goon squad. They're going to get fired.
That's if they get caught.
One of the other goons is going to blow them away in a firefight just because. Oops, sorry, I didn't mean to shoot you. I was really shooting for the bad guys, but you're such an asshole anyway. I want to shoot you, you know. So I don't think anybody could get to that point. But,
okay, so you're skeptical, but you're acknowledging that there is value in the idea of being an inside-the-system monkey wrencher.
I hope the value isn't just pouring the sugar into the tanks of Bearcats.
I was just giving that as an extreme example of what somebody inside the system could do. They could also release a virus into a computer system. They could do all kinds of things that are, you know, they have access to systems inside the system.
Sometimes, you know, the decision as to whether or not to visit government force on somebody comes down to one police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can be that police officer and you can not visit government force upon somebody who has not created a victim, then I'd say, great.
Like if you get called to a high school party and you just walk away because, you know, oh, nothing going on here or whatever.
Well, if you scare the heck out of the high schoolers and they stop their party. Remember, people have to get up for work in the morning, and these kids who are puking in their bushes are creating a hell of a lot of noise. They don't tend to just sit there and say, you know, play Dungeons and Dragons and sip martinis, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
and
high school parties suck for a
reason.
Yeah,
but a lot of them happen in the woods where there's nobody around and they get busted.
Mark.
And people get arrested.
Yes, sir.
And to Mark's point about the you know, marginalizing people and, you know, you should know that I don't marginalize people when I talk to them. When I talk to them, I talk to them about liberty. Like today, I was talking to a potential guy who's going to be my helicopter instructor. He also goes to Iran and Iraq as a pilot over there as part of his job. So he's involved in the aggression in those countries. I did not just call him out when we're sitting there across the table and say, well, you're a baby killer, you know, like they did with Vietnam. That didn't work.
Spit on him.
and then have him be
your instructor.
So obviously you don't do that.
Well,
you don't
on here right now, Gene, and what Melanie was doing last night is the radio equivalent of yelling baby killer and spitting on people. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just how I see it. I have to present libertarianism to an audience of 300,000 people on a nightly basis, and what's going to prevent them from saying whether or not I want to be a libertarian? Well, do they want me? And the answer, when you say, you simply cannot be a police officer and be a libertarian is, no, we don't want you. And I say, yes, we want you. We want you to accept the ideas. And then over time, we will examine how your job plays into those ideas.
Thanks for the call, Gene. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. And you can join us on the radio. Bring up what's on your mind. It is Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
A
yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want, and our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you are a cryptocurrency advocate and you haven't checked out the crypto tip yet, drop on by cryptotip.org and you can print out business card size printable tips that you can then leave at, you know, the dinner table or any other service provider that's giving you good service. You want to give them a cryptocurrency tip in addition to a good cash tip. That's a great way to spread the idea of cryptocurrency and get whoever that person is to take it seriously. And give
and
it a
if
look.
It doesn't work out, if they decide, I'll just toss this little piece of paper, they think it's some kind of Bible tract or something,
Well, you get the crypto back.
The crypto comes back to you. So you're not wasting it. You're not killing it off.
Exactly.
They can take it as a tip, or it comes back to you.
And if they do activate the tip and keep it, then you can get a notice in email to let you know that it happened. That way, if you want to, you could follow up with that person maybe the next time you're in the restaurant or whatever, and you can ask them about, you know, how it went. So check it out at cryptotip.org. It's in beta. It is Dash only at the moment, but we may add some other cryptos to it down the line. But go ahead and give it a shot and see what you think of it. As we continue, here we go back to your calls and thoughts. Big Loaf is on via the Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Big Loaf in North Carolina.
Yeah, gentlemen, so good evening. About the last call from Gene, he's absolutely right. Melanie was too, right? But there was this insinuation that, we don't know what we're talking about when we talk about libertarian, and somehow, therefore, we really can't say discernibly whether or not being a cop is mutually exclusive with being a libertarian. But if we
where
can
is this,
say that...
Hold on, where is this claim you're saying that we don't know?
I don't know. I don't know. It was just the vibe I got. And if I got the wrong vibe, then my apologies. But my point is that we can take the Libertarian Party's platform as an example and at least say for certain that you can't be a cop and be in the Libertarian Party and at least be consistent with the principles. Allow me to read from the principles in their platform website on lp.org/platform. Quote, we hold that all individuals have the right to exercise sole dominion over their own lives and have the right to live in whatever manner they choose, so long as they do not forcibly interfere with the equal rights of others to live in whatever manner they choose. So let me ask you this. Do cops do that? Do they interfere?
Do most of the people who are, do a good percentage of people who are in the Libertarian Party and sitting on the board believe that?
Well, if they don't, then they're probably in the wrong party.
Well,
right?
Maybe because they are, but they're there.
Yeah,
there's no policing.
Well,
for
I mean,
that.
Objectively speaking, right? I mean, this is just objectively speaking. These are stated principles. They don't believe those principles. Then, I mean, objectively speaking,
my statement was, and earlier in the show, that if somebody initiates force on somebody else, that the non-aggression principle in the absence of the state allows you to use force up to deadly force to prevent that initiation of force. So I think what my position is very, very clear. However, we are not going to move the ball forward when it comes to these ideas by saying, let's get out there and start shooting cops. That's not a an idea that's going to go
anywhere.
He didn't say
Big
Loaf.
I didn't say that, but I mean, frankly, that's debatable. I mean, it's a discussion to be had. But I mean, what I'm saying though is that objectively speaking, per the platform, it seems quite clear that being a cop is inconsistent with the stated principles of the official platform.
Oh, I think that that's absolutely true, that if you are being a normal cop going and threatening peaceful people for speeding or marijuana possession or underage drinking or whatever, then that's not libertarian at all. But if you can be a cop and avoid doing those things, then is it really that incompatible? If all you're doing is going after murderers and rapists and the people who are actually violating the rights of peaceful people, then what's wrong with that?
Well, it sort of kind of does. Further in the statement of principles, quote, since governments, when instituted, must not violate individual rights, We oppose all interference by governments in the areas of voluntary and contractual relations.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about. I said, I'm talking about the cops who might just be able to somehow avoid enforcing victimless crimes and only spend their time going after people who've created a
victim. But that's not what that principle says, right?
You're falling into this trap. Do you think that I can convince new people, my job, is to bring the ideas of liberty to new people? It doesn't matter, does it? You don't care whether I can explain the ideas. Hold on, let me finish here. You don't care whether I can explain the ideas of liberty to people. It's important to you to stand up on a soapbox and say, let's shoot cops. It's important we have this conversation about shooting cops.
Is that what you want to do, Big Loaf? You want to actually go out and kill police?
I mean, I just want to live in peace, bro. I mean, but
and you're
angry
that the police are stopping you from that, right?
I mean, yes. Duh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
is the best system for stopping the police from visiting violence upon you and your family to advocate for violence being visited upon theirs?
It could be, given the situation.
It is not.
I don't know, right?
Let me disabuse you of that wildly stupid notion. It is not. You do not go after the people with the guns, with the state sanction, and tell them that you want to kill them. That's a bad idea, and I do not want to be in the same movement with you or anybody who says it.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, you lunatic.
You're either, really loaded with a really bad idea here, Big Loaf, or you are an agent of the government.
Well, he's angry.
It's one or the
I'm
other.
I'm angry, too.
Right. It's one or the other. You're either an agent of the government, undercover, trying to foment the anger, you're trying to foment distrust, you're trying to foment violence, or you're really just that angry and clueless about how bad of an idea this is. Because every time somebody has ever used violence against the police, every time that's ever happened, every time somebody's ever grabbed a bulldozer and run it through town buildings and, you know, all these other things which have involved violence or shooting city councilors.
That kill those are stories amusing.
Or shooting city councilors or whatever, it always gives the government more of an excuse to increase its size. Every single time. You become the reason why the government needs to exist if you do that stuff.
I will grant you this. It is not necessarily the most pragmatic of things of every time, but let's be clear, right? Bundy's got his cows. There were two cops that got shot while they were taking a nap in their car in New York City. The police chief stopped stop and frisk for 6 months with the stated reason because that happened. So those people got, like, unabused for 6 months thanks to that. So it's not what I'm advocating. I mean, I certainly wouldn't take it off the table, but rather getting back to the point, I'm just saying in the statement of principles, objectively speaking, per these principles, it is quite inconsistent to be a cop and be in the Libertarian Party.
I get where you're coming from. I know where the discussion goes. I know the people who want to have the discussion because I've had the discussion for 15 years. This isn't new to me. I know the game. The game is to say these people in the government, as specifically the people who take money in order to enforce the laws, not the ones who make the laws, but the ones who enforce the laws, are our enemy, and we need to foment whatever, you know, violence there is. And look,
They are our enemy.
Okay.
I disagree with you. I think these are just confused individuals who need to have compassion shown to them so they can see the error of their ways.
Right. We all didn't believe in the ideas of liberty at one point or another.
Thanks for the call, Big Loaf. I appreciate the discussion. I can understand the anger. I really can. I used to be like that. I used to be angry. I used to be preparing for, you know, a violent end with the government, you know.
I'm not saying he is. But he is angry.
All that stuff. Oh, yeah. He sounds like that. He totally sounds like that kind of
He sounds early in that that process.
Early? I don't know about that. He's been calling about this stuff in the past. More coming up here. 855-450 free like freedom. Violence is not going to solve violence.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump's pick for the U.S. Supreme Court has been making the rounds on Capitol Hill. As Judge Brett Kavanaugh began meeting with senators, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called him a superb choice and, anticipating Democrats will want to know how Kavanaugh would rule in certain situations, he quoted Ruth Bader Ginsburg from her confirmation hearing.
A judge sworn to decide impartially can offer no forecast. No hints.
He said he plans a vote on the nomination this fall.
We've got a great nominee here that I think deserves bipartisan support.
Top Senate Democrat Charles Schumer says Kavanaugh is way out of the mainstream and that there's little doubt he'll move to undermine health care protections and women's reproductive rights.
He passed President Trump's litmus tests.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. We got more time for you, though. If you want to jump on, you can. Toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. And Discord's been hopping tonight with the chat going on, of course, constantly during the show, before and after. But also the on-air call-in line room, where we've had a few different calls. In fact, another one is waiting there. And it sounds way better than phone calls, so I appreciate everybody that calls in through either Discord or Skype. It's like an automatic voice quality upgrade. And one of our chatters in there had said earlier, well, you know, I'm on my phone. What's the difference if you call on the phone versus call on Discord, because you're on your phone? The difference is when you make a phone call through the toll-free number, you're going through the old phone network and it basically steps down quality in order to make the call compatible with the phone network.
Lines, wires, and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas the Discord is Discord to Discord. It's a digital, internet-based connection. Now, some of the phone network is being transmitted digitally these days, but it still has to kind of be backward compatible for the old legacy phones that are out there.
Yeah, it's obvious that phones don't sound as good as Skype. And
right.
Discord provides even a better platform than Skype, from what I can tell.
It's just a better quality codec, I think, that they're using. It just sounds better. It's probably a better server. Anyway, go to our Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm, and you can get interactive with other listeners there. They're in there right now arguing about killing cops and stuff like that. So there you go. We're going to continue with your calls and your thoughts. Of course, you can...
I just wanted to run a radio... I just wanted to be on the radio, and now I have to deal with this.
Well, it's just...
I've dealt with it for many years.
It's part and parcel of being a minister of peace. You are a minister in the Shire Free Church, which is a peace church, and you have to advocate for peaceful solutions to problems. It's easy to run to violence. That's why, you know, that's where people go, right? Like, they get mad, they go violent.
Yeah, let's talk about the practicality of that for one second. We had the professor, Erica Chenoweth, and they had done a book called... Civil Resistance Works or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, on civil resistance. I'm not exactly
sure. Nonviolent civil resistance, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Civil resistance. And what she did was a history. She studied civil resistance movements throughout the 20th century and looked at their effectiveness. And found that nonviolent civil resistance movements were twice as effective.
And became more effective over time, right?
Right. They became more effective. So maybe they were 1.5 as effective at the beginning of the 20th century. And did I say 19th century previously?
Whatever.
I meant to say 1900s or 20th century, excuse me. So maybe 1.5 and then moved to 2.5 or 3 times as effective. Just, you know, basically, yeah. As time went by, they became more effective. I would suspect the reason is because governments have systems for dealing with you violent bastards.
Yes.
Okay?
They're prepared for that. They have a bear cat.
I'm as angry as you are. But they've got systems. They don't have systems for dealing with people who are nonviolent.
But, Mark, if you just kill a couple cops in New York City, they'll stop enforcing stop and frisk.
There's lots and lots and lots of counterexamples. Okay, so you got 6 months. Awesome. When the Keene activists here in New Hampshire took their 420 activism to the lobby of the Keene Police Department, mm-hmm. and smoked out in there for their arrest, for the arrests of some activists,
we got
marijuana
activists. 2 years at least, if not more.
Years. So there you go.
No enforcement of marijuana in the center square of... Good, great point, Mark.
If you're willing to dedicate your life to violence, and that's what you're willing to do, when you stand there and say, I think we should shoot cops,
saying... No, they're not willing to do it. They're only willing to talk about it.
You're either a coward, or you're saying, I declare I am willing to shoot cops. And you know, one of those two things is what you are. If you're willing to dedicate your life to shooting cops, I'm not sure exactly what I said, but somebody will clip it. They clip all kinds of things. I've heard my voice on so many ringtones. So, if you declare you're willing to give your life for this, why not go ahead and give your life for something that works, which is dedicate yourself to the nonviolent resistance that actually works. Look this up. Study it before you go and advocate for it.
Let's go to Mortified Penguin. He's on the line in Virginia, also on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Penguin.
Yeah, I want to point out for anybody out there in Radio Land, there has been a parallel discussion about this, what these calls are about, going on all throughout the episode because of last night's show, mm-hmm. Including with one of the hosts from last night. So, yeah, it's really...
Right, Melody's
really,
in the chat room right now.
Yeah, so it continues. Just like the, like when you talk about immigration, it's a really hot button topic. But but I do want to say, talk about, like, some of my first calls when I first called you guys, which was the first time I've ever called a radio show. I asked about the term libertarian and how useful it is. And now I've learned a lot more about it. And I've learned a lot more about different people's opinions, different hosts and different people out there's opinions. And, I do understand that perhaps you can be a little too dogmatic in the use of the word libertarian, just because, I mean, you look at the word liberty and, like, a vegetarian, they eat vegetables, they're for vegetables, you know, a libertarian, they might be for liberty, and just hear me out.
You are right there, you're moving the phone around a whole lot.
Are you moving the phone around, the microphone or whatever is going on?
I'm actually wearing a headset, but let me keep it in place.
There you go, that would help.
Yeah. Okay. And,
what's the point of a headset? To keep it in place and leave it alone.
Yeah.
Quit messing with it.
It's not entirely practical. Well, I was changing the acoustics. I was getting up and down. But the point is, it's not really practical to have.
Oh, I know what it is. It may not be you. Hang on. I accidentally had a Skype call on the line, too, so it might have been coming in from there. I apologize. It might not have been you at all.
I told you about that before we got on the air.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, it's not entirely useful to necessarily have the word, you know, anarchist and voluntarist and libertarian necessarily mean the same thing. I understand. And the counterargument to that is the non-aggression principle and the principles of the Libertarian Party that spell out, you know, the use of aggressive force and everything. But at the same time, I mean, and this speaks to what the caller is talking about, these really hardline people that are calling, like, listen, almost 99%, 99.9% of libertarians were not originally libertarians. They were by default statists. That's what people are. But a lot of people have ideas of liberty. And you're not going to, you do have to get to people. You have to get to people where they believe in liberty.
It's one of the reasons I don't use the word anarchist to describe myself. One of the reasons. I think a variety of reasons I wouldn't use the term to describe myself. And it's one of the reasons I like when people talk about this stuff, when they describe themselves as anarchist. Thank goodness that you are on the same side as the masked Europeans throwing Molotov cocktails, rather than calling yourself a voluntarist. Thank goodness.
Well, I can't blame anybody. And Mortified Penguin, thank you for the call tonight. I can't blame anybody for being angry at the government. They do some horrible things to people, and they continue to be an absolutely horrible group of criminals who hurt peaceful people. But it's easy to be in a chat room on a social networking site, a caller on the radio, and having arguments with people about principle. That's easy because you're sitting behind your computer and you're, you know, expressing yourself. Cool. But when you actually live in a place where we have a chance of actually achieving some more freedom in our lifetime by concentrating our activism, concentrating our numbers in one place, which is New Hampshire, where libertarians have been migrating for the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. It's been going on for more than, you know, 15 years. When you actually live in a place, it removes all of it from the realm of the theoretical. And these are your neighbors now, these government people, these people who want to control you. In Keene, New Hampshire, there's 23,000 people. Everybody knows everybody. The Keene Police Department's 40 uniformed, or maybe 44 or so, uniformed officers. That's enough to where you could know them all in theory by first name if you wanted to. You're in Austin, Texas, you've got 1,900 uniformed officers. You're in some other big cities or whatever, you've got, you know, thousands if not hundreds of
New York City
officers,
been said, you know, some huge police.
There's like 25,000 traffic cops in New York City alone. So that's the population of Keene. In traffic cops. So, you know, when it becomes the reality of talking to your neighbors and trying to persuade them, because you're not going to be able to force people into liberty, you have to persuade them to adopt these ideals. And luckily, the more libertarians we can get together, the more persuasive we can become. But if you're not willing to even talk, if you're not willing to even see those people, as human beings who could learn, who could change their minds, then you've already failed. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's another edition of the Edgings and Poe Show. I am Mark Edge. You're listening to Free Talk Live, and this is our final interview segment that I often do. Today I have with me Senator Eric Brakey. You're a Maine state senator, and apparently you've had some issue or another with, I guess, some ads that are intended to besmirch you, and there's dancing and underwear involved. Is that correct?
Well, I'll correct the record. It was technically a swimsuit, but
all right.
We'll leave it at that. But no, you're absolutely right. I'm serving my fourth year in the Maine State Senate, and I'm the Liberty Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate this November.
You supported Ron Paul?
Yeah, I was the state director for Ron Paul's campaign in 2011, 2012, before I ever ran for office myself.
So I guess they're trying to take you out of the office, and the best they can come up with is dancing in a swimsuit?
Well, here's the backstory behind this.
Okay.
You know, before I got into politics, I was a professional actor.
All right.
I lived in New York City for 2 years working as a professional actor before this guy Ron Paul came along and convinced me that there were more important things to do for our country. And so I left that behind, became an activist, ended up becoming the state director for his campaign here in Maine, and ended up running for state office myself 2 years later. But, of course, you know, when you don't plan your whole life around running for office, as some people do, when you're actually a real person, sometimes things in the past that, you know, look strange. So one thing I did when I was a professional actor, I did a commercial for Vita Coco Coconut Water, which wasn't a big brand at the time, but
oh,
it's
I've
a big
that.
Brand now. What's
yeah,
that?
I've had that.
Yeah, you can pick it up in your local grocery store. It's everywhere these days.
So is it your bathing suit dancing that drove this thing up to what it is today?
Well, the commercial featured a lot of different men of different shapes and sizes and colors drinking a Vita Coco coconut water and then wanting to dance in a Brazilian Speedo. It was supposed to be a funny, family-friendly ad that was supposed to go viral online. Ironically, it eventually did go viral, but not until I ran for office years later.
Right. And I mean, who doesn't want to drink a drink that makes you want to dance around while in a Speedo?
Absolutely. And it was just a funny, family-friendly commercial. Of course, then some folks found it, took it out of context, spliced some of the most unflattering clips from that possible and made it look like it was something that it wasn't. So that came out actually.
And what did they make it look like?
What's that?
What'd they make it look like?
They made it look like it was just me dancing in my own bedroom for some strange reason and uploading it to YouTube.
Okay.
Which certainly, if a state Senate candidate were to be doing that, that would be pretty bizarre.
It would be odd, but one wonders what exactly would be wrong with it. I mean, you know, if, for instance, Nancy Pelosi wanted to upload some video of her dancing around in her bathing suit, which I'm sure she gets into bathing suits, if she wanted to do that, I'm not sure I would have anything to say about it. Is this supposed to be like a Howard Dean moment? Or is that what the idea is?
Well, I think the interesting thing is in the age that we live in, the age of YouTube, and so many members of the millennial generation, like myself, are stepping up, running for office, becoming the leaders of the future. I think we're going to see this kind of stuff more and more. You know, when you grew up in the age of YouTube and social media, I don't know a single millennial who doesn't have something out there somewhere on the internet that could be brought back from the past to try to embarrass them. I think we're going to become increasingly desensitized to this all. But you know what? When this video came out and they were trying to use it against us again, we just decided to have fun with it. We actually created our own music video. I don't know if you've seen it, but our own music video to some Justin Timberlake music of myself dancing, no Speedo this time, full suit and tie, but then a lot of our supporters across the state of Maine dancing. And it was just a fun, family-friendly commercial, and it's received a lot of nice press and showed the Washington establishment and those who are trying to embarrass us that we won't be embarrassed and we're going to keep fighting for liberty and keep fighting for Maine.
I have not seen your video. I did see the original where this expose on your Speedo dancing or whatever it was. It seemed like it was put to that music for, I can't remember what the whole meme was a couple of summers ago when people were there'd be like one person dancing and then like everybody kind of looking at them strange and then just moments later they'd all be dancing really crazy and weird outfits and stuff. I can't remember what that was called.
Yeah, someone remixed it to the Harlem Shake.
Harlem Shake. Yeah, I mean, if for instance, a politician, Donald Trump, decided to do a Harlem Shake video, would that then disqualify them for office? I think that I don't know. It seems to be appealing to the most base sense of our of people. I don't know. I don't really get it.
It really is just people trying to embarrass people, trying to embarrass folks who believe in liberty to try to discourage us from being out there and running for office and trying to make a difference. I think when people know the full context of it, people have a laugh about it. We have a laugh about it. It's a funny, family-friendly commercial. I encourage anyone to. I'll send you the original if you want to share it with any folks.
Sure,
as well
I'll put
as
it on
our
page.
New music video. It's a funny, family-friendly commercial. Anyone can watch it and enjoy it. I've done 10 years of theater, and I just think of all the much more scandalous things I've done on stage in theater, and I'm just glad there's no video of that anywhere.
I've seen worse at a local public theater musical. Local theater musical. Nothing. going on there. Since I've got you and you're a liberty-oriented senator from the neighboring state of Maine here, I live in New Hampshire for the Free State Project, I guess the question I would have, questions that I have, is there's people who are not going to pick up and move to New Hampshire for the great freedom migration that is the Free State Project. What can they do locally? I mean, are you having any kind of success? You've dedicated four years of your life now to the Maine Senate. Senate, has that been of any effect?
Well, absolutely. Well, first of all, I will say, I know that Maine was in the running at one point for the Free State Project.
Was it? Might have been.
Disappointed to this very day that you guys chose New Hampshire instead of Maine, because there's a lot going on for liberty here in Maine, though hopefully we'll kind of, as neighbors, we'll better each other. My 4 years in the state Senate, I've been at the forefront of a lot of fights for liberty, some of them successful in terms of passing legislation, and some of them simply raising points that have needed to be raised. But I'm proud of the fact, as a state senator, one of the very first things I did was I sponsored and we passed constitutional carry here in the state of Maine, which I know you guys in New Hampshire eventually caught up to us.
Indeed. You got us. It's true.
Which I'm glad to see happen. Now we can travel from Maine to New Hampshire to Vermont, not need a permit to exercise our basic Second Amendment rights.
All of Acadia. Have you seen any results from this? Because the dire consequences that are predicted, in some cases by law enforcement, but almost entirely, universally as a common chorus by those that would wish to ban guns, is that crime's going to go up, that homicide's going to go up, that bad people are going to shoot good people, I guess.
Well, it's interesting. During the whole debates on this, we had out-of-state money coming in from Michael Bloomberg, gun control groups trying to stop.
He doesn't seem to like guns much at all.
And they said that this was going to make us the Wild West. And I thought, this is the law that's been on the books in Vermont for 200 years. And
right.
I guess they're to the west of us, but I don't consider them all that wild.
Well, but there's been studies done by libertarian academics out there on exactly how wild the West was. There's some outcroppings, some things that you can look at as far as, oh, wow, some bad things happened there and some bad things happened there. But by and large, when you looked at places where in the Wild West, in that time frame from, say, the 1860s through the 1890s, and you take a broad look at municipalities and that sort of thing, that it is, I'm going to get my numbers wrong, but I'm not going to be terribly wrong, something like 30 times safer than Baltimore, 10 times safer than New York City, and, you pick your municipalities after that, but basically, municipalities, large cities in the United States are more dangerous now than the Wild West ever was, and these large cities that they took in the study were all anti-gun.
I think you're absolutely right. In fact, I think the whole idea of the Wild West as we think of it is really just popularized by dime store novels and spaghetti westerns back in the day, when actually, you're right, it was a relatively peaceful place to live and to work, largely because everyone had a gun. And an armed society is a polite society. If you know that someone is capable of defending themselves, or very likely to be able to defend themselves, you're not likely to pick a fight with that person. And we've actually seen that here in Maine. We've had, since constitutional carry passed, we have had incidents where constitutionally carrying citizens have stopped potential tragedies from happening. And Maine has gone from being the second safest state in the nation to the first safest state in the nation. So defying all the predictions of the gun grabbers and the Michael Bloomberg folks who told us there was going to be blood running in our streets.
So you're beating us out now for safety.
We're beating you out, though. Actually, when I was looking at the numbers before, we were just ranked number one. I think New Hampshire was up there, but it was Vermont that actually had us.
It's usually Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine that are fighting over it. That's for sure.
We're a very peaceful place to live up here.
Yeah, that's the Acadia region. For those that want to look it up, I don't know what the reasons are that it's so safe, but I can tell you that constitutional carry is ubiquitous across those three states currently. They were safe states prior to that too, and that's always very interesting to look
at. And now we're safer.
Yeah. What other things have you seen? So constitutional carry is great. Not everybody in the liberty movement's all about the guns. What other things have you seen happen there in Maine?
To hear the rest of this great interview, go to archives.freetalklive.com and get the MP3. Look for today's date there and download or just listen on the web. Archives.freetalklive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.